Here we are at the entry point, right? The doorway to Lent. I've been sensing this particular Lent this year is very important. And why do I say that? Well, I think that we're facing a very challenging year ahead of us. I don't know about you, but my take is that we're heading fast into restoring our culture and making it primarily a culture of life. 1.5 billion children since 1973 worldwide have been killed through abortion. And this is under our watch. But things have happened. Things are lining up. One, I think we got a wrecking ball in the White House that's not obliged to the ruling class. So things are happening there. 200 judges in the last 4 years, constitutional judges, so there's that. But at the same time, I just feel like our own Catholic Church is having a beautiful awakening. So, for instance, more traditional Latin masses are being held throughout the United States. More people are going to adoration. More people are going frequently to the sacrament of confession. More people are picking up the rosary and have a beautiful devotion to the Blessed Mother. You know, so all of this seems to be surging, and at the same time, it seems evil is surging as well. But I have great hope. And so I think this is going to be a challenging year, because the devil hates our surge, right? And he wants to put us down and keep us down. But we're called to live that higher life in the grace of God, right? And so one of the things that's pointed out to us in the gospel is, and this is what I know about myself, is that, and I believe this is what we teach in our church as well, but if pride gets on, grace goes off, right? The power of God. Because pride, as it's pointed out in the gospel today, is about doing things for appearance's sake. You know, building up our own personal brand, right? There's some goodness to that, in that you develop trust with people, or people develop trust with you. So there is that. But we have to be cautious not to let our religion, our faith, be something we do that builds our brand, okay? That makes us look good in the eyes of others. And how do we know that might be going on? Well, what do we do in our relationship with God when nobody's looking? And do we announce that we're going to do something with God, or do we tell people we just did something with God, so that we feel like we need to do it again, not because it's building our relationship with God, but because it's building our own personal brand? That's what Jesus is talking about here. And so you receive your reward, you know, you get glorified because look how religious you are and things like that. We have to be real careful, because that can happen real easily, maybe when we're not looking, right? Maybe when we're not noticing. So we're entering to Lent, we're putting ashes on our head. What are we saying? Okay, that I want grace, I want it all, I want the power of God. But I know I can't do that without living a humble life. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, James wrote. And so it is with us. And so this is an important time, I think, for us to enter. And the thing is, the more humble we get, the more powerful we get, the stronger we get in God's good graces. And he wants a powerful army, right? He wants a collection of beautiful lights. The light of Christ, go out and be the light of the world. That's what we're called to be. But the lamp has to go on the lampstand, but we're not shining our light by telling people all the good works that we're doing, right? Our light shines because we're loving on people in an extraordinary way, extravagant way. We seem to have a joy about us that says to those around us who are floundering in the darkness, we found something, and it's amazing. And so Lent is a great heart check time. And then I want to conclude with this. I feel like we have gone through a period of time in our church where we let our guard down. In other words, we diminished or even denied such a thing as the supernatural power of God for many years. We went through that period. We're coming out of it. It's awesome. But during that time, this weak faith of ours opened up a way for the demons to get in our culture. You know, and so now we have to clean house. We have to get them out, expel them, right? In the recent gospel, the disciples came up to Jesus and says, why couldn't we get that spirit out of them? Well, because this one requires prayer and fasting. Meaning, we got to pray hard. And we have to add the strength of fasting. So we are going into a challenging year. So there are a lot of demons out there. So there is a need for us to join together lights in that strength of God. Through humility, we open ourselves up to the grace of God, the power of God. Through our willingness to deny ourselves and put others first in our lives. In other words, you matter. If I'm passing you in the sidewalk, in the grocery store, wherever, you matter. Enough for me to smile, maybe offer a kind word. When we see people who have need, we take care of it. But the strength comes from our seriousness of our prayer. And fasting, we've come to understand, adds seriousness and strength to our prayer. And we deny ourselves something. So that what? So that we say to ourselves, you know what? I could use an Oreo cookie right now, but I love you more than that Oreo cookie. Or whatever it is. We become stronger and stronger in our love for God as we say that our carnal wants don't have greater priority than our relationship of love for God and our desire to want to expel the demons around us. So think about, this Lent, making it. Bishop put out a video this morning. He's we have a bishop that was a former formation director for a major seminary. And you can tell. He's just filled with all kinds of great insights and advice and spiritual direction. This morning, he said a lot of great things, but he said, let's make this the best Lent we've ever had. How do we do that? Well, maybe we add a little bit more fasting. Maybe we go out with that a little bit more. Maybe we deny, so that we can exalt God in our lives. And so think about that. Think about that. And think about joining forces to pray fervently this Lent and to add the strength of fasting to our prayers. And let's continue on this amazing path we're heading on, expelling the demons as we go. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.